I made a note of them, and I thought we better make sure that we try to answer those questions this afternoon. So we're going to start out answering those questions. As you have questions, you raise them as we go, and we'll just keep on trying to clarify the truth of God for you.
那上一周停，我们停在几个最后几分钟出来的问题上。那我们今天一开始呢，先把那几个问题解决了，然后之后呢，我们再继续学习今天的内容。
So, we spent some time at the end last week talking about the fact that the person who believes the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior, they go to heaven.
那上一周我们停下来的时候呢，谈到那些信靠耶稣基督的人呢，他们去了天堂。
But the people who choose not to believe, who reject the Lord, they don't go to heaven, but they go to punishment, they go to hell.
那些拒绝救恩的人呢，那他们没有去天堂，他们去了地狱。
And so one of you asked the question, well, what about people who didn't hear and therefore didn't have the opportunity to believe in the Lord Jesus because they didn't know about the truth of the Bible.
那有一个姊妹就提出来呢，那对于那些没有听过福音，那他们也没有可能来接受福音的人呢，他们怎么办呢？
And that is really not our problem. That's their problem because we do know the truth of the Bible.
那这个当然不是我们自己的问题，因为我们真的知道福音，但是那些没有听过福音人，他们面临的困难。
We have got the Bible, and therefore it's our responsibility to understand it and to obey it.
因为我们有了圣经，我们也有了福音，所以这是我们的责任，我们去选择信或不信，我们选择顺服。
And what about those who've never heard?
那对于那些从来没听过的人怎么办呢？
And the Bible tells us only a little about that.But it does tell us some. So the book of Romans chapter 2.
那圣经呢的确有一些地方讲到了这个事情，虽然不多，比如说罗马书的二章，新约。对，267页。
Romans chapter 2. And the book of Romans in this section is teaching us that all people are sinners.
那这一段的圣罗马书呢告诉我们呢所有的人都是罪人。
Sometimes we think sinners are the really, really bad people.
那我们有的时候想呢罪人就是那非常非常坏的人。
But the Bible says that everyone is a sinner, not just people who are worse than us. The Bible says we're all sinners, we've all come short of God's glory.
那圣经告诉我们呢，并不是说很坏的人才是罪人，他说每一个人都是罪人，我们每一个人都是罪人，亏缺了神的荣耀，这是圣经的话。
And then in this context is the question, what about people who've never heard? Are they sinners too? Can they be justified too?
那这里上下文就开始讲到呢，对于那些没有听过福音的人，那他们是不是罪人呢？那他们是不是要被审判呢？
So, chapter 2 of Romans, and we'll read verse 12. Maybe someone can read that in Chinese, and then we'll read it together in English.
那罗马书的二章十二节，我们找一位帮我们读一下中文，然后一起来读英文。
凡没有律法犯了罪的，也必不按律法灭亡；凡在律法以下犯了罪的，也必按律法受审判。
All right, so together with me, it says, all who sin apart from the law will also perish apart from the law. And all who sin under the law will be judged by the law. So the question is, what is the law?
那问题就是呢，律法是什么？
And in general terms, the phrase the law refers to the Bible.
那一般意义上来说呢，讲到律法就是指着圣经来说的。
So, the last part of that verse says, if we sin, knowing what the Bible says, we will be judged by what the Bible says.
那这个意义上就在这个是在说什么呢？就是如果我们犯罪是已经明知圣经所说的呢，那我们就是按照圣经所说的来定罪。
But then the first part of the verse says that if we sin apart from the law, we don't have the law, but we sin not knowing the Bible, then we will be judged not by the Bible. We'll be, if we sin apart from the law, we will be judged apart from the law.
那第十二节的第一上半段就说，如果我们没有律法，没有圣经，犯了罪呢，那我们就是在这个之外来被审判。
Now verse 13 says,
13节说,
again someone in Chinese and then in English.
那谁读一下英文啊，中文，我们一起来读中文。
原来，
读嘛，读。原来在神面前不是听律法的为，不是听律法的为义，乃是行律法的称义。
Amen. Yeah. For,
for it is not those who hear the law who are righteous in God's sight, but it is those who obey the law who will be declared righteous. All right. So there are some people today, actually some Jewish people,And they say, God wrote the Old Testament for us. We have the Old Testament, and therefore we're righteous.
所以今天呢，地上有一些人，尤其是犹太人，那他们会说呢，哎，上帝给了我们旧约，现在我们有这个旧约，所以我们就是称义，我们就是义人了。
But it isn't the people who have the law, it's the people who obey the law that are right in God's eyes.
但是呢，在神眼里呢，不是那个有律法的称义，而是那些顺服律法的称义。
And now verse 14.
那十四节。
In Chinese.
啊，读一下中文。
没有律法的外邦人，又顺着本性行律法上的事，他们虽然没有律法，自己就是自己的律法。
Yep.
Alright. Indeed, when Gentiles who do not have the law do by nature things required by the law, they are a law for themselves, even though they do not have the law. So, the Lord says we have a conscience, and we all know that certain things are right,And certain things are wrong.
那圣经就告诉我们这里呢，我们每个人里面都有良心。那我们良心告诉我们什么是对的，什么是不对的。
So you don't need a law to tell you that it's wrong to steal.
其实你不需要一个律法来告诉你呢，偷东西是不对的。
You know that it's wrong to steal because when people steal from you.You say this is, that's not fair.
因为你其实不需要这个律法来知道呢，就是当别人偷你东西的时候，你一定会说，哎，这不行，这不对的。
So you don't need to be told stealing is wrong. You don't need to be told a lot of other things are wrong. You know it's wrong because if it happened to you, you would be very upset.
所以你不需要有一个成型的律法放在这儿，你心里就知道，因为呢，这样的事情不单是偷东西，其他很多的事也是一样。当这样的事情发生在你身上的时候，你会很难受，你就知道这东西是不对的。
All right, so these, we all have a law in ourselves. Not precise wording, but we know things are wrong.
所以并不一定是完全按照文字写下来的，但是在我们里面我们知道什么东西对或不对。
Verse 15 explains it more.
然后十五节解释的更清楚一些。
In Chinese,
谁读一下中文？
这是显出律法的功用，刻在他们心里，他们是非之心同作见证，并且他们的思念互相较量，或以为是，或以为非。
Since they show that the requirements of the law are written on their hearts, their consciences also bearing witness, and their thoughts now accusing.Now even defending them. So God has given us a written law in the Bible. And God has given us a non-written law in our own hearts and consciences.
所以上帝呢，既给了一个写下来的律法在圣经里，也给了一个没有用字写下来的律法在我们的良心里。
So this passage then is saying that the people who don't have the written law, they will be judged according to the law of their own conscience.
所以这段圣经就告诉我们，那些没有写下来律法的人呢，他们受审判的时候是按照他们里面没有写下来的良写在良心里的那个律法呢来审判他们。
Now the problem with the law of the conscience is that it's not really precise.
那良心里的律法的问题呢，它不没有那么精确。
And some person might say, well, that's not very bad. And another person might say, yes, that is very bad. Their consciences are different.
那有的人会说呢，哎，这件事情没有那么糟糕。有的人会说这件事情非常糟糕。所以每个人的良心，他这个度是不一样的。
And so we're very thankful that we have the law because we know precisely what it is that God wants and demands.
那我们很高兴呢，我们有这样的律法，所以神的话在这，所以我们很精确的知道神到底是怎么看待这些事。
But the people who don't have the law, their conscience will either accuse them or excuse them.
那对于那些有良心的人呢，他们他们里面的律法或者责备他们或者帮助他们开脱给他们理由。
Now the problem is we don't know about the other person.
那问题是呢我们也不知道其他人。
We have a hard time knowing about ourselves.
我们甚至有的时候有认识自己都比较困难。
And so it's very difficult for us to look at another person who doesn't have the law.And say that person has rejected the truth of God or has accepted the truth of God.
所以这个比较困难啊，对于我们对于那些没有律法的人来说，我们去定论断他，他说，我们说他接受了神的话或者没有接受神的话，这个对我们来说这个判断是比较没有依据的。
Maybe just one other verse, and then I'll wrap this up. But the other verse is.From the book of Genesis, chapter 18, I believe you don't need to turn to it. But there, Abraham is talking about the people who lived in the city of Sodom.
应该是在我们在讲一节经文，我们就开始总结这一段。那一节经文应该是在创世纪的18章，大家不用往那边翻，我们讲一讲就好了。那这个是在讲亚伯拉罕去说这个索多玛城的这个事情。
And God said, I'm going to destroy the city of Sodom.
因为上帝说呢，我要把整个索多玛城毁灭了。
But Abraham said to him, you wouldn't destroy the righteous people with the wicked people, would you?
然后亚伯拉罕跟上帝说，你总不会把好人、义人和这个恶人一起都毁灭了吧。
And then the conclusion is, he says to God, shall not the judge of all the earth do right? That's the verse.
Okay.
Verse Can you translate that? Shall not the judge of all the earth do right?
审判全地的人岂不行公义嘛？对对。审判全地的主岂不行公义吗 Yeah, that's right.
All right. So, what do we know for sure? We know that if we have the Bible, we'll be judged by the Bible. That's number one.
所以呢，我们总结一下呢，如果我们有这圣经呢，我们就按照圣经来审判。
Number two, if we don't have the Bible, God will judge according to conscience.
那如果没有圣经呢，按照我们的良心来审判。
Number three, we don't know.What God is going to do regarding the other person.
那第三点呢，就是我们不知道神是怎么来对待其他人。
But number four, we do know He is going to do right.
那第四呢，我们要确切的知道他做的一定是义的，是好的。
So we can have great confidence in that.
那我们需要有特别大的信心在这一点上。
Some people say, my mother, my father,They never knew any of the truth of the Bible, and they died.
那我们会说呢，我的父母在他们死的时候都没有听过任何的福音。
What will God do regarding them?
那神会怎么来对待这些人呢
？And the answer is, He will do right.
那答案是他会做得非常的对。
They'll be judged by the law of conscience, and He will do right in their case.
那他会按照 良心的律法来审判他们，而且这样的审判一定是公义的。
So, what do you do regarding those that you know who don't know the Bible?
那对于你们来说，怎么来对待那些不知道福音的人呢？
You run to them and you say, I've got good news for you.
你就跑到他面前，你说我有个好消息要告诉你。
Okay, Jesus, the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. That's good news.
圣父差他的圣子耶稣成为这全地的救主，这是多好的消息呢。
But some people say, I can't do that, my mother has already died.
那有的人说呢，我做不了了，因为我母亲已经过世了。
And because you can't take them the good news, what do? You simply say, Jesus, I'm trusting you. You're the God of all the earth. Regarding my loved ones, you have promised you will do right.
Amen. 你只要跟主做这个祷告，你说主啊，我相信你啊，你是那最公义的，你是那最有爱的，所以呢，对于我所爱的人呢，你一定对他有最好的安排。
All right, any other question on that general theme?
那对于这个话题还有什么别的问题吗？
All right, well, last week I think it was Howe who raised the question.
上一周呢，好像是豪弟兄也问了一个问题。
He said, "What about people who died before the Lord Jesus Christ?"
那对于那些在耶稣上十字架之前已经死了的人，那怎么办呢？
And they couldn't believe in the Lord Jesus Christ because he hadn't died yet.
他们也不可能相信耶稣啊，因为耶稣那时候都还没来，还没有死。
So, I want you to turn now to the book of Romans chapter 10.
那我们继续往后翻，罗马书的十章。
Romans chapter 10. The book of Romans tells us repeatedly that we are saved, our sins are forgiven when we believe on the Lord Jesus Christ.
那这整本罗马书反复地告诉我们呢，当我们信靠耶稣基督的时候，我们就得救了，我们的罪就得赦免了。
All right, so Romans chapter 10 and verse 9.
罗马书的十章的九节。
And that again in Chinese and English, please.
我们先用中文读。谁用中文读一下？
你若口里认耶稣为主，心里信神，叫他从死里复活，就必得救。
Yeah.
All right, that's good news.
这是个好消息啊。
How can we be saved from the penalty of our sins?
那我们怎么样从罪的审判中被得救出来呢？
We believe in our hearts.And we confess with our mouths.
我们心里相信，口里承认，就得救了。
Okay, now that's easy to do if you know about the Lord Jesus. It's easy to do if Jesus has already died. But what if it were before that?
这是容易的。当你知道耶稣基督，耶稣基督已经在过去的时候为你死了。但是如果那时候耶稣还没有来呢？
In the Old Testament,
就是旧约的时候。
The law was simple. All you had to do to be accepted by God was to keep all the commandments.
所以旧约呢，律法非常简单，那就是你要做的就是守这所有的神的诫命。
And so when God first gave the commandments, He did it at Mount Sinai in the days of Moses.
那当神初次颁这个律法的时候，是在摩西的时候在西乃山。
It was a bit of a scary day.
那一天有一点可怕。
And the mountain was quaking. The mountain was smoking. There was a blackness and a darkness.
然后呢，山在晃啊，在震动，然后也在冒烟，有很大的黑暗。
There was an extremely loud trumpet.
有很响的脚声，吹脚的声音。
And then God spoke himself with a voice that was terribly loud and scary.
然后神亲自说话，那声音特别的响，特别的害，让人害怕。
This is all Deuteronomy 19 when you want to read it.
啊，然后这整个都在《生命记》的19章里面，如果大家有兴趣可以去读。
The people who were all standing at the base of the mountain, when they heard this, they ran back and they said to Moses this. They said, Moses, don't let God speak to us anymore. It's too scary.
然后本来大家都站在西乃山脚下，听到这个声音呢，大家往后退，然后跟摩西说呢，不要再让上帝跟我们说话了，太吓人了。
They said,Moses, let God speak to you, and then you can speak to us.
然后他们说呢，那摩西啊，让上帝跟你说话，你跟我们说就好了。
And then they said, and all that the Lord says to us, we will do.
然后他们说呢，神跟你说的，告诉我们的事呢，我们都做。
So that became the law of the Old Testament.
这就成了旧约的律法了。
And everybody who kept all the laws of the Old Testament was saved.
那所有遵守着律法的都得救了。
So my question to you is how many of those in the Old Testament did keep the law?
那我来问你呢，旧约里到底有多少人真的遵守了这个律法呢？
None.
一个都没有，一个都没有。
Now I had some people knocking on my door a few weeks ago.
有几周以前有人来敲我的门。
And they said to me, I've come to tell you about the truth of God.
他说呢，我来告诉你关于神的真理啊。
I said, did you keep all the commandments?
然后我就问他呢，你有没有遵守神的律法呢？
They said, yes.
他说是的，我遵守了。
They don't understand.
他们根本都不知道，不理解。
But you see, the tragedy is none of them kept the law.
那真正的悲剧是他们没有一个人真的守全了律法。
The Bible says, "Thou shalt not commit or bear, thou shalt not bear false witness." So the question is, have you ever told a lie?
圣经说呢，你不要做假见证。那问题来了，有没有任何人说我没有撒过谎呢？
And we all say yes.
我们说，哎，都撒过了。
Have you ever sinned other things? You ever take something that didn't belong to you?
你有没有拿过一些不属于你的东西呢？
Yeah. And you go down the other list and you say, uh-oh, I committed that one too. Some of them are easy and you don't feel terribly bad if you committed them. You get to others and you say, wow, that's really bad. And I did that really bad one too.
然后呢，当你看那个单子的时候，你说，哎，这个我做了，这个还是小的。当你看到另外一个说，哎呀，这个我也做了，这个好像更糟糕。
And the first one is, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and all thy soul, and all thy mind, and all thy strength.
然后第一条就是尽心、尽性、尽力、尽意爱主你的神。
And we haven't done it.
我们也都没做。
So how's question is, how can you get...How can you be saved in the context of the Old Testament if the rules are all you have to do is keep the law and you didn't keep it?
那问题就在来了，那如果旧约都是告诉你你要守这个律法才能得救，你一个都没有守，你怎么得救呢？
All right, just one other verse from Romans chapter 10 here.
我们再读一下罗马书十章的某一节。
It's in verse 13.
十三节。
And in Chinese and English then?
然后先中文，谁帮我们读一下？
因为凡求告主名的，就必得救。
Amen.
For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. What is easier, to keep the laws, all the law, or call on the name of the Lord?
哪一个容易呢？去守全律法所有的和或者求告主名。
Yes.So that's the way Paul presents it in the book of Romans. Now I want you to go to the Old Testament, to the book of Deuteronomy.
那这是保罗在罗马书告诉我们的这个角度。那我们一起来往旧约翻到这个生命记。
Deuteronomy chapter 30.
三十章。应该是340页。对，三百三。339或者340。三十章，生命记的三十章，旧约第五卷书。
Deuteronomy chapter 30. And the part of the Bible that Paul is referring to in Romans chapter 10 is this part of the Bible from Deuteronomy chapter 30.
那罗马书保罗在十章里所引用的这一个背景呢，就是《生命记》的三十章。
In order to prove that he is right in what he's saying in Romans chapter 10, he quotes from Romans chapter 30. Sorry, from Deuteronomy chapter 30.
保罗为了证明他在罗马书十章想说的是对的呢，就是他引用了《生命记》三十章的内容。
And the logic then that he follows in Romans 10 is the logic developed in Deuteronomy 30.
那他的逻辑在罗马书十章的逻辑就是和一样的，和生命记的三十章的逻辑是一样的。
And this is what he says in verse 11.
那就是十一节他所说的。
Again, Chinese and English.
生命记十一三十章十一节。谁用中文读一下？
我今日所吩咐你的诫命，不是你难行的，也不是离你远的。
Now
what I am commanding you today is not too difficult for you or beyond your reach. You see, to keep the law was very difficult. And it's beyond their reach because the people who wanted to keep it had already broken it. Even if they were able to keep it perfectly into the future, which they were not, they had already broken it in the past.
所以我们都知道去守那守全的律法是非常难的，即使今天有一个人说我以后一定要好好守，他过去已经犯了很多了。
So he says then in verse 12, and again English and Chinese.
我们十二节继续。
不是在天上使你说，谁替我们上天取下来，使我们听见可以遵行呢？
Okay, it is not up in heaven, so that you have to ask, who will ascend into heaven to get it and proclaim it to us that we may obey it? And verse 13,
十三节，
也不是在海外，使你说，谁替我们过海取了来，使我们听见可以遵行呢？
Nor is it beyond the sea, so that you have to ask, who will cross the sea to get it and proclaim it to us so we may obey it? And verse 14,
十四节，
这话却离你甚近，就在你口中，在你心里，使你可以遵行。
No, the word is very near you. It is in your mouth and in your heart, so you may obey. And verse 15 now.
十五节，好。
看哪，我今日将生与福、死与祸，陈明在你面前。
See, I have set before you today life and prosperity, death and destruction. 16,
十六节。
吩咐你爱那耶和华你的神，遵行他的道，谨守他的诫命、律例、典章，使你可以存活，人数增多，耶和华你神就必在你所要进去的为业的地上赐福于你。
For I command you today to love the Lord your God, to walk in his ways, and to keep his commands, decrees and laws, then you will live and increase.And the Lord your God will bless you in the land you are entering to possess. 17,
十七节。
倘若你心里偏离，不肯听从，却被勾引去敬拜侍奉别神。
But if your heart turns away, and you are not obedient, and if you are drawn away to bow down to other gods and worship them. 18.
我今日明明告诉你们，你们必要灭亡，在你过约旦河进去得为业的地上，你的日子必不长久。
I declare to you this day that you will certainly be destroyed.
You will not live long in the land you are crossing the Jordan to enter and possess.
And 19.
十九节。
我今日呼天唤地向你做见证，我将生死祸福沉迷在你面前，所以你要拣选生命，使你和你的后裔都得成活。
This day I call heaven and earth as witness against you that I have set before you life and death, blessings and cursings. Now choose life so that you and your children may live.
All right, that's the line that we're looking for.
啊，这就是我们要今天看的这段经文了。
How did you get life in the Old Testament?
那你在旧约怎么得着生命呢？
You chose life.
你选择生命。
There they are. Moses is saying, verse 19, I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. The choice is yours. Which are you going to choose?
那摩西说呢，我先把两样东西摆在你面前，生和死，福和祸，你要选哪一个？
And the answer is, well, I choose life.
那答案是呢，我选择生。
In the New Testament, it's you choose to believe Jesus or not believe Jesus.
在旧新约呢，你是选择相信耶稣呢，还是不相信耶稣？
If you believe Jesus, you get life.
如果你相信耶稣呢，你就得着了生
and blessing
和祝福。
If you don't believe Jesus, you get death and cursing.
啊，那你不相信呢，你就得着了死和祸。
And so, by the grace of God, we say, I choose Jesus. I want life.
那因着神的恩典呢，我们很高兴说，我们要选择耶稣，我要生。
And so the same issue is with us today as with them.They had to choose whether they were going to choose the life that was in God or whether they were going to reject it and get the death and cursing that must follow.
那他们所面临的选择也是一样的，他们是选择在神里的生命呢，还是在选择祸和咒诅。
Now, when we choose Jesus,The Bible says we get born again. Something happens in our hearts. We're changed on the inside.
那我们选择信靠耶稣呢？那圣经说我们就重生了。我们里面有一个新造的人发生了改变。
And that's why the command is choose life.
这就是为什么这个命令告诉你要选择生命。
The Christian today.Gets new life when he trusts the Lord Jesus as Savior.
那今天的基督徒呢？当他信靠耶稣基督成为他救主的时候，他就得到了一个新的生命。
Moses said, "Now you choose life."
那摩西说呢？好，你们现在要选择生啊。
All right. What follows in the Old Testament? If you choose life in the Old Testament, what's going to happen?
那在旧约呢，如果你选择生，那你会发生什么呢？会有一些什么事情跟上来呢？
And the answer is verse 20.
答案就是二十节。
So, in Chinese and English, please.
然后选用中文读一下。
爱耶和华你的神，听从他的话，专靠他，因为他是你的生命，你的日子长久也在乎他。这样你就可以在耶和华向你列祖亚伯拉罕、以撒。
And then that you may love the Lord your God, listen to his voice, and hold fast to him. For the Lord is your life, and he will give you many years in the land he swore to give your fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
Very good. Now, what happens if you choose life in verses 19 and 20? What do you get after you choose life?
那如果在19和20节你选择了生，你会得到什么呢？
you get the ability to love the Lord.
啊，你得着了爱神的、爱主的能力。
When I was a little boy, I used to come to the 9:30 service here at the chapel. It's called the Remembrance Meeting or the Breaking of Bread.
那我还是孩子的时候呢，我一直来我们教会主日九点半的这个崇拜聚会。
And the men used to get up, and they used to pray.
有一个人他经常会站起来祷告，一个弟兄。
And I would listen to them pray and thank the Lord for His goodness.
然后我经常听他们的祷告，就心里感谢神呢，感谢他的一切的美好。
And I would say in my heart.Those men love Jesus more than you do, Harold.
然后我心里会跟自己说，我说 Harold, 这些人啊，爱主远比你多啊。
I used to feel embarrassed and ashamed to have to say it, but in my heart I knew it was true.
我经常很不好意思这么说，但是我在心里知道这是事实。
What was the difference? They had chosen life.And God gave them the ability to love.
所以这里很奇妙的一个事实是，当他们选择生的时候呢，神就给了他们爱的能力。
I was still a little boy, and I liked playing with a football.
当我还是孩子的时候，我就喜欢踢足球。
The Lord hadn't yet given me that full ability to love.
但是神还那时候没有给我真正的爱的能力。
But when you choose the Lord Jesus Christ and you invite Him into your heart, He changes your heart so that you can love.
当你信靠耶稣，你把他接到你的心里的时候呢，他就改变了你，重生了你，那你真的得着了那爱的能力。
And so, in the Old Testament, the law was given, you're supposed to love and do all these other things, and the honest people would say, I can't.
然后在旧约的时候呢，律法颁下来了。他说：“你要爱主你的神。”然后那诚实的人会跟自己说什么
？They say,
我爱不了啊，没有，我做不到。
And I can't.
我真的做不了。
Okay, the Lord Jesus says, God says, you choose life, and I will give you the ability to love that you may love the Lord your God. That's what it says.
所以神就在这里说了，你选择，你先选择，你下定决心，你选择这个好的生命，然后我就给你这个能力去爱主你的神。
The second thing that's going to happen is that you will listen to His voice.
然后呢，第二件好的事呢，就能够听他的话了。
Without choosing the Lord, you couldn't understand His voice. You couldn't hear His voice.Listening to His voice follows choosing Him.
因为我们没有下定决心跟随他的时候呢，我们听不懂他的话，也听不见他的话。所以，当我们决心跟随他的时候，我们就能够明白，也能听他的话。
And the third thing is that you hold fast to Him. You can follow Him. You can obey Him if you choose Him.
那第三件事呢，就是你能够紧紧地抓住他。专靠他，这个中文翻译的就是，如果我们不选择跟随他的话呢，我们也抓不住他，也不会去跟随他。
So if you got the order, number one, you choose him.
你会看见这顺序：第一，你选择
；number two, you love him.
然后你就能有爱的能力了，你爱他
；number two, you listen to him.
然后接着呢，你就可以听他的话了
；number four, you follow him.
最后呢，你就跟随他了。
That's what happened before Jesus came.
这就耶稣来之前发生的事情。
Is that similar to what happens to us?
是不是跟我们很像呢？我们今天。
It's a wonderful thing. So Paul says, listen, I'm going to preach to you exactly what Moses preached to you. And so in Romans 10, he says, listen, you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord. You believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead and you'll be saved.Just like they got saved way back in the days of Moses and before the Lord.
那这就是保罗在罗马书十章讲的背景的意思，也是他引用这个的原因。他想证明，他想告诉罗马人，那我们今天所用的得救的方法跟这个生命记的时候是一样，你心里相信，口里承认，你就得救了。
All right, any questions on this one, Stephanie?
我有个问题啊，你这次。我再说一遍，你说我信他，
对，
我爱他，
对，信他在就有爱的能力。
对，
对，
信爱，然后第三步呢我就能听到
他，对，
他
听从他的话，
他
最后就是跟随他。对，
好，那第三步再说我听到他的这个的时候，其实我有一直有一点非常好奇。
对， 对，
就是说所谓的听到，我经常听到长老说，比如说在一个困难的事情面前，我听到
对
这个主在跟我说，
对， 对，
我很想知道
这是个什么样的，
这是一个什么样的一个场景。那这个神是神，人是人，神在和人沟通的时候，我很想听到具体的描述，到底是他梦见，还是个天使来了，还是派谁？我一直很困惑。
好好好，我帮你翻。好的 ，Yeah， so in this order。The third step that we can hear the voice of God. So she said, she's always wondering how can we hear from God. So a lot of people give her testimony that when they pray, they can hear that God answer their prayer, God tell them. And she said, how's the situation? Is that, does that mean God give them a dream?Or ask an angel talk with this guy. So can you describe or can you explain how can you listen to the voice of God?
That's a very good question.
啊，这是个很好的问题哈。
In the Old Testament.
在旧约里面呢。
There wasn't much of the Bible.
没有那么多的圣经啊，不像我们今天。一本书。
And God spoke to people very distinctly and directly.
那所以神跟人说话的时候呢，就是非常的直接，而且是具体的。
I think he spoke to them just the same way as you and I speak to one another.
那我相信呢，他跟那些人说话的时候，就像我们今天这么说话一样。
It was certainly that way with Moses.
那比如说摩西就是这样的方式，神就直接跟他讲。
In sometimes in the Old Testament, he spoke through a dream.
那有的时候在旧约里呢，他也会通过梦来说。
And sometimes he would speak through a vision.
他有的时候会通过一个意象来说。
And in the New Testament, he spoke to the people in the New Testament days before the Bible was complete.
然后呢，在圣经成型新约时代呢，圣经成型以前，他也是这么直接跟人说的。
In somewhat similar ways.
跟旧约的形式有一点像。
Certainly, the book of Revelation is the Lord speaking to John through various agencies, but clearly God spoke. John saw. John heard.
所以在启示录里面，比方说。这就是很典型的例子，上帝把话直接的告诉了老使徒约翰，那使徒约翰呢眼睛看见了异象，耳朵听见了声音。
But the Lord says that what he has given us today is not just a Bible that is accurate. He has given us today a Bible that is complete.
所以今天呢，圣经告诉我们，今天我们得到的不单是一本准确的圣经，而且是一本完全的圣经。
And so he doesn't have to speak to us today through visions or through dreams or directly saying, Harold, turn left at the next corner.
所以呢，今天他不需要再像那个时代一样给我们直接的说，通过意象来说，他不会说呢 ，Harold， 下一个路口左转弯。
What he does do is he gives us his word and he has promised to speak to us through his word.
所以今天他给了我们全部的话语，然后他应许给我们是通过这个圣经来跟我们说话的。
So John chapter 16, I believe.
约翰福音的14章啊66章。
95
对，新约，新约。我们长老还在查哈，稍微等会儿。
It's the Holy Spirit. There, here we are. 16 chapter verse 13. John
13.
Chapter 16 verse 13.
约翰福音十六章的十三节。
Verse 12 is where we will start to read.
那我们先从十二节开始读。
我还有好些事要告诉你们，但你们现在担当不了，只等真理的圣灵来了，他要引导你们明白一切的真理，因为他不是凭自己说的，乃是把他所听见的都说出来，并要把将来的事情告诉你们。
Yep. 12 and 13.
Okay. 12 and 13. Let's read it in English then.
我们一起用英语读。
I have much more to say to you, more than you can now bear. But when He, the Spirit of truth, comes, He will guide you into all truth. He will not speak on His own. He will speak only what He hears, and He will tell you what is yet to come. All right. The disciples were in the upper room with Jesus. He was going to be dead in less than 24 hours. And he says, verse 12, I have much more to say to you.
所以这个的背景是十二门徒跟主在那个最后的晚餐的房间了，然后耶稣要在24小时之内呢就会上十字架了，所以耶稣就讲了十二节这个话，他说我有好些的事要告诉你们。
Okay, well you can understand that he would have much more to say to them.
你肯定能理解他真的有很多的事想要告诉这个门徒。
Sometimes someone in your family is dying.
有的时候在你的家庭呢有些人要过世了。
If it's an unexpected death, they will say,There's just a multitude of things I'd like to say to you.
如果是一个意外的死亡呢，他临死前一定会说，哎呀，我有好多的事要告诉你，来不及说了。
So the Lord Jesus says to these disciples, there's more than you can bear now. Even if I were to tell you everything now, you couldn't understand it.
那耶稣这里的情形，他说有好多的事想要告诉他们，但是没有告诉的原因是他们真的担当不了，他不能理解。
Then he says, when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into all truth.
他说呢，只等真理的圣灵来了，他就会引导你们明白一切的真理。
So Stephanie, how is he going to speak to you?
那我们就回到这个问题了，神怎么来跟我们说话呢？
The Holy Spirit of God will guide you.Into all truth.
这就是方式了。神的圣灵在你里面会带领你进到这一切的真理，你就都明白了。
Have you ever seen the Holy Spirit of God?
那你有见过神的圣灵吗？
No, you can't see the Spirit.
你没有见过。对，它是这个灵啊，灵你是看不见。
Have you heard the Holy Spirit?
那你有没有听过圣灵呢？
Not really. But the promise is,He will guide you into all truth.
但是这个应许就是他一定会带着你明白这一切的话，一切的真理。
And we don't know how he's going to guide.
我们也不知道他是怎么带领的。
We don't even know that he is guiding except we believe it.
那我们也不知道我们也确实知道，就除非我们信靠他，他是不是真的在带领我们，我们真的不清楚。
So, there's a sense in which we are like sheep, and God is like a shepherd.
所以这里面有一个很好的形象的比方呢，就像我们就像羊一样，神就像牧羊人一样。
The problem of the sheep is not to figure out how the shepherd will lead him.
所以羊的麻烦就是他不知道怎么牧羊人来带领他。
All the sheep has to do is follow.
因为每一个羊能做的就是跟从。
The shepherd has got to figure out how to lead.
因为只有牧羊人才知道该怎么来带领。
All the sheep has to do is follow.
那羊的职责就是跟从。
So the miraculous ways that were God speaking to people in the Bible times are not the ways he leads us today.
那这些神迹般的方式在圣经里面的时代神带领他们的这个方式呢不是今天神带领我们的方式。
Today, he leads us through the Bible.
今天呢他是通过圣经来带领我们的。
Now, the problem is that sometimes we read the Bible and we don't understand it.
那麻烦是呢有的时候我们读了圣经我们不能明白。
And so I'm going to tell you the story of my friend Joe Savian.
嗯，我要告诉你我一个朋友他的故事。
Okay, and some of you remember Joe. He's with us often on Sunday morning, but not too many other times because he's older and not too well.
嗯，因为他只有今天早晨跟我们在一起，因为他身体不好。Joe.
His wife Marilyn teaches ESL on Wednesdays and Fridays, and some of you may even be in her class.
嗯，那 Marilyn 她教那个她太太 Marilyn 教我们的英语课啊，很多大家在座的有些在她的班上。
He was never really sure about the Bible. He learned a little bit of it. He came along to meetings like this, but he wasn't sure.
嗯，然后他也不确实，就是 Joe， 他不确实他是不是真的学明白了圣经啊。
And then one night，
那有一天晚上呢
，He said, "I determine now."To choose Jesus.
那个有一天晚上他说那我今天选择我要相信耶稣。
He chose life like Moses encouraged.
他选择生命就像这个摩西鼓励有以色列人做的一样。
He called upon the Lord, Romans 10:13.
就像罗马书十章十三节说的他呼求神的名。
And he went home.
啊他回家了。
And he thought, you know, before I go to bed,I think I'm going to read this book.
他说呢，哎，我睡觉前最好要读一下这本书。
And so he started to read the Bible.
他就开始读圣经。
And he understood it.
然后他就明白了。
Deuteronomy, the verses that we read, says that you choose life, you will love God, and you will listen. And he started to read.And he listened to what God said, and he understood what he was reading.
Amen.
He said, well, I'll just read a little more.
然后呢，就像《生命记》讲的那个情形一样，你选择了，然后呢，你就有爱的能力了，然后你开始听得懂神的话了。所以当你翻开这本圣经呢，你就觉得，哎，这个我明白了。你说我还再读一点。
And then he read a little more.
然后他又读了一点。
And then he read a little more.
又读了一点。
And then he looked at his watch.
然后他看了他的表。
It was 7 o'clock in the morning.
已经早晨七点钟了。已经早晨七点钟。
He said, God, has changed me. God's changed me.
他就说神啊你真的改变了我。真的改变。
What happens when you choose Jesus?
当你选择耶稣会发生什么呢？
You get Jesus. That's what happens.
这就是发生的事情。你有了他，你有了基督啊。
And you love him. And you listen to him.
然后你爱他，你听从他，然后你顺服他。
That's what it's all about. So God speaks to us today. It's His job to speak. It's our job to listen.
所以今天，神依然借着圣经跟我们说话。这是他的职责，他要跟我们说话，但是我们的职责，我们选择听或不听，顺服或者不顺服。
Our job is to listen.
所以我们的工作是听，是跟随。
So a few years ago, I was in the land of Israel.
那一些年前呢，我去了以色列。
The same place where Jesus was 2,000 years ago.
同样的一块地方，那2000年前耶稣在那里的时候。
And as I was walking around, I saw the country, I saw the people, I listened to what, tried to learn all I could.
那我看了很多的人，然后看了这个国家，我努力想学能学的东西。
And then I asked myself the question, I wonder what Jesus would say if he came back to this country today.
那我在想的，如果耶稣今天回来到这个国家，他会说什么呢？
And you know what my conclusion was?
你猜我的结论是什么？
He'd say all the things that he said in Matthew and Mark and Luke and John.
然后我知道他会 在马太、马可、路加、约翰里面说的，他都会一样的说同样的。
He would say exactly what he said before because that's what they need today, same as they did 2,000 years ago. Their hearts haven't changed. They need Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John today.
因为这些当时他去的时候的这些人和两千年前耶稣来的时候那些人所需要的东西是一样一样的，他们的心也没有改变，他们所要的就是马太、马可、路加、约翰里那些话。
If Jesus were to come to this group today, what do you think he would say?
如果今天耶稣来到我们这群人当中，你猜他会说什么？
He would say, "Take your Bibles and turn to," and he'd show us the verses in the Bible.
他会说，把你的圣经拿出来，我们来一起来翻。他会来。
我继续问啊，那也就是说一本圣经会解决一个人人生所有的问题，我这个理解对吗？
So one Bible can solve all problems in one's life. Is this conclusion right?
Yes, that's right. This is the book.
明白，我觉得刚才长老这一系列话就是告诉我们，只要我们看圣经就能够解决人生的所有问题。但是呢，每个人的成长都是要一步接一步的，不可能说，我觉得似乎不太可能。至少对我来说，我没有这个修行，晚上拿圣经看到早上七点，然后就觉得全都明白了。我觉得很多人可能都很难是这样一个过程。那么，那肯定还有一些很多的那个情况发生。我举一个，虽然说是一个戏剧的例子啊，一个电影的例子，但其实我觉得可能也可以代表一个 case 吧。那是一个韩国的电影，就是说，一个杀人犯把他的一个女主人公的儿子给杀了，然后呢，这个女主人公一直不能解脱，直到有一天呢，他信了基督教。但是呢，他信了基督教以后呢，他去监狱里见到了那个杀人犯。那个杀人犯告诉他说：“我也信了基督教，上帝已经原谅我了。”这时候呢，这个女主人公就很崩溃。他说：“为什么他代替我？上帝代替我来原谅这个罪人？”其实这个电影本身讲的，其实就是在基督教在一个宗教信仰下的个人的一个伦理的选择的问题。那我想请问的是，当然我们不是每个人的生活都面对这样的选择，但是在这样的一个情况之下，我想问长老怎么看这件事儿？
Okay.
而基督教怎么来引领我们去走出这样人生的困境
？OK， yeah。So the question is a bit long. I try to explain. So the point of the question is, if we read the whole Bible, that can change our life. So, but different people will have different stage of their faith, maybe you cannot solve all problems at one stage. She just gave us an example that that's a movie. Two persons. One is a murderer who killed the other's son, and both are believed. But the murderer believed in God and in prison, this guy has her son was murdered. She believed in God in the church, and after she was saved, she went to visit the murderer. Yeah, she said she tried to forgive this murderer, but when she listened to the murderer said, "Actually, I was saved," and he said, "My God already forgave me," and so at this point. This lady felt really bad. She said, "Why God can forgive this kind of bad man?" So it should be me, myself, to say I forgive. So maybe the this lady saying this murderer did not deserve forgiveness. So in this kind of situation, why people will have different choice? Okay. I try to summarize. I'm not sure that I really
understand the question.
Yeah.
I'm going to give you a very simple question to what I, or an answer to what I think is a complex question. The Bible is sufficient for everyone in every circumstance. And the circumstances will vary, but the Bible is sufficient for all those circumstances.
那圣经呢是足够的，在任何的环境里对任何的人都是足够的。那人和环境可能会变化，但是圣经所供应的这个解答呢是足够的。
Abraham said to the rich man who was in hell, he said, Moses and the prophets, you've got the Bible, that is all that they need.
所以这就是为什么路加十六章讲到亚伯拉罕对那个财主说，他说你的那些兄弟他们有圣经和神的话，律法和神的话，这是他们所需的，足够了。
We may not always understand the Bible as we should.
当然我们并不是按照我们什么时候都应该有的程度去理解知道这个圣经。
We frequently do not obey the Bible as we should.
我们也经常不是按照我们应该有的方式去顺服圣经。
But the Bible is sufficient.
但是这个不影响圣经本身是足够的这么一个。
So the verse I think is in probably 1 Peter.
应该是在彼得前书啊。彼得前书还没有说。
It's 2 Peter chapter 1.
彼得后书一章。
2 Peter chapter 1.
彼得后书一章。
Verse 3.
三节。
And verse 3 and verse 4. That should be read in Chinese and then we'll all read it in English.
三节和四节，我们先用中文读一下。
神的神能已将一切关乎生命和前进的事赐给我们，皆因我们认识那用自己荣耀和美德招我们的主，因此他已将又宝贵又极大的应许赐给我们。叫我们既脱离世上从情欲来的败坏，就得与神的性情有份。
Yeah.
All right, we'll read verses 3 and 4. His divine power has given us everything we need for life and godliness through our knowledge of Him who called us by His own glory and goodness. Through these.He has given us His very great and precious promises, so that through them you may participate in the divine nature and escape the corruption the world causes by evil desires. All right. The key line is, His divine power has given us everything we need.For life and godliness. We don't need more. He's given us everything.
所以这里重点就是三节讲到，他说神已经借着他的神能 ,divine power, 已经把一切关乎生命和前进的事呢都告诉了我们，都赐给了我们，这是足够了。
He's given it in the context of these great and precious promises.
他是在这本特别重要的非常好的这个应许的这本书里面给了我们。
So the Bible is sufficient.
所以圣经是足够的。
We don't need more.
也不需要更多的。
As a matter of fact, when you get to the end of the book of Revelation, there is a curse put upon people who want to add to the Bible.
事实上呢，我们到回到启示录的，圣经最后一卷书的最后尾呢，甚至神给了一个咒诅，对于那一些想在圣经基础上再加东西的人是有一个咒诅的。
So that hasn't answered the detail of your question, but that has answered the general theme.
所以我没有很细的细节的回答你的问题，但是一个总的原则是从他的角度。
这个我以前看过那个加尔文对这个圣经的理解，他说是这样的，就是我和我今天听 Harold 不太一样，就是 Harold 长老说的意思就是我们信，我们跟从，我们就一定得救，
对，
上天堂，
对。
但是加尔文说的说，上帝创世纪的时候已经决定了谁能上，
对，
谁能下，就是你在世上做什么事情你决定不了，但是你可以从你的，比如说你做了很多。你很成功，或者你怎么样的，从这上面得出一些迹象，你可能被拣选了。
OK，、
就是我不知道加尔文
到底哪个对是吧？啊，好的，或者怎么样 ？OK，a good question. So, Calvinism.
Okay.
Yeah, the question is, so he said, from your description of the salvation, we understand that we need to choose good or bad. But according to John Calvin, he said.Actually, it's decided by God, not by ourselves.
Yes.
But we can only figure out from those signs in this world. For example, maybe you are successful or you are prosperous, and these kind of signs that may prove that you are saved. But actually, it's not your effort, not your choice. It's selected by God, way beyond our time, maybe at the beginning of time, yeah. Decided by God. So then how to balance this?
All right. Well, everybody understands the question.
每一个人都明白这个问题吗？
This is a major theological question in the ecclesiastical world today.
这是一个非常大的一个神学的问题啊，在今天这个时代里面。
And it is it's important that we understand the simplicity.That lies underneath all the complexities that are there.
所以我们先要把这个问题呢先简化，就是在这个复杂的外表里面，我们先要看一个简单的原则。
Okay, so the question is, who gets to go to heaven?
那问题是谁最后去天堂
？Those who believe.
这边呢是那些信的。
Who does not go to heaven?Those who do not believe.
那些没有去天堂的是什么呢？那些不信的啊。
And the issue is that God has given to everyone sufficient free will to believe.
然后呢，这里的原则是呢，上帝给了每一个人足够的自由意志去信。
Okay, so on Judgment Day,
那在审判日
呢？ God is going to say to people.You may come into heaven because you believed. He will say to those who did not come into heaven, you cannot come into heaven. You did not believe.
所以在审判日的时候，神是这么跟人说：你没有信，所以你没有来到天堂。对这个人说：你信了，所以你到了天堂。
Now, if I were to say to God,
好，现在我这么来说，假设我要跟神这么说呢？
That's not fair because you wouldn't let me believe.
那我说这不公平啊，因为你没有让我信呢。
And if God were to say, "Yeah, that's right. I wouldn't let you believe, but I won't let you in because you didn't believe."
然后神说呢，那我没有让你信，我没有让你进来，是因为你就是不信。
What kind of a God is that?
那这是什么样的神呢
？Okay, you can say to your child, You may have dinner tonight.
你可以跟你的孩子说，你今天晚上你可以吃晚餐。
And the child says, well, that's very good, Daddy. I would like to eat dinner tonight.
你的孩子会说好很好我很想今天晚上喜欢吃晚餐。
And then you say to him, all right, all you have to do is go into the kitchen and eat dinner.
那你说呢你要做的就是你就来到厨房吃晚餐就好了。
And the child says, but Daddy, I can't go into the kitchen because you locked the door.
然后呢女孩子说那我进不了厨房你把门都锁了我怎么进去
And Daddy says, yes, that's right, I locked the door, so you can't have supper tonight because you didn't go into the kitchen.
然后呢这个是上帝啊这个你的父亲这么回答是我把门锁了你也进不来但是你没进来所以你今天不能吃晚饭。
Would any of you do that to your children?
你们会这么对你们的孩子吗
Do you think God is going to do that to you?
你觉得上帝会这么对我们吗
What did we read? We didn't read, but we quoted the verse tonight in Genesis 18, shall not the God of all the earth do right?
对这是今天我们刚才讲的那 行审判的神岂不行公义的事吗对。
So, God is honorable, God is good, God is fair, and he won't let anyone stay out.
所以神是公义的神是信实的他不会让任何一个人就在外面没有选择的没有任何选择权的留在外面。
Matthew chapter 11, verse 28.
马太福音的11章27节。21, 新约马太福音11章27节。
Matthew 11:28. Jesus said, better try Chinese first.
Okay. 一切所有的都是我父交付我的除了父没有人知道子除了子。11章。27节。Chapter 11, verse 27, right?
Chapter 11, verse 28.
Oh, 28. Okay, okay. 11章28节。28节。对。马太福音11章28节。凡劳苦担重担的人可以到我这里来我就使你们得安息。Yeah.
Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. I thought I was quoting the verse that says, he that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. And that's got to be close to that verse, but it isn't there. Just give me a moment.
好，我们再查一下。
All right, well, I'm having trouble finding the verse. But there is a verse that says, Jesus says, he that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. Anyone can come.
那一些来我到我这来的我总不丢弃哈。有这么一节经文对的。约翰福音应该是约翰福音对。
Okay, if you find it.
Yeah, should be in John, I think.
All right. Let me just carry on now with Jack's question. It's a very important question.
那我们继续哈，我们先找一下
这个题。The Bible also says that that people are chosen before the foundation of the world.
但是呢，同时我们也看见，圣经也同样告诉我们。我们在万事以先
The Bible also says that no one can come to him unless the Father draws him.
圣经也告诉我们除非父吸引他呢没有人能到父那里去能到子那里去。
The Bible also says that certain people are elect in Jesus Christ before the foundation of the world.
那圣经也的确说呢在万事以先呢 在基督里要拣选了神拣选了一些人。
So the answer is true. Only the people that God chooses can get into heaven.
那这个答案也是对的，就是那些神拣选的人呢能去天堂。
So the question is, who does God choose?
那是答案就是问题就是谁是神拣选的。
Okay, Linda's got the answer. Who does God choose? God chooses everyone who will believe him.
神选的方式就是所有人信靠基督的就去了天堂，这就是神的拣选。
He had that plan long before there was a world.
他有这样的计划是在万事以先就有了。
He said, I'd like to have people in heaven. Who could be there? And then he said, I'm going to choose everyone who will believe in Jesus. I'm going to choose them.
他说呢，任何相信耶稣基督的人，这就是我选的人。
Okay, so how do you put the two together then?
那你怎么把这两个放到一起来呢？
God didn't choose this individual. Say, you can come, but you can't, but you can't, but you can't. He says, listen, everyone who believes me can come. And everyone who won't believe me cannot come.
所以这不是我们人能理传统意义上理解的选。你来，你不能来，我丢掉你啊！你来，这个不对的。他说呢，一切在基督里信靠基督的，你们就来；拒绝基督的，你们就不来。
So the conclusion that John Calvin reached was wrong.
所以约翰加尔文在这一点上的结论是错的。
It was a conclusion from his logic.
这是从他的逻辑里来的，这个是很危险。
It may have been a conclusion from some of his friends or former teachers.
也许是他的一些朋友一起得出的这个结论。
But it's not true.
对，这不是真的，因为他的拣选就会有拣选一部分人，遗弃一部分人，这不是神的。
And as a matter of fact, if it were true, you'd have a hard time believing a God like that.
如果你相信这样的道理呢，你一定，你不知道该怎么去相信这样的神。这个，他有些人他就是要遗弃你。
Because you wouldn't treat your son like that.
你会这么对待你的一部分孩子吗？你不会的。
So there's a simple test for true theology.
所以有一个很简单的测验哈，对所有这些神学道理哈，有一个很好的测试方法。
And it goes like this. It doesn't say good things about God.
如果他不是在讲神的美善呢？
And if it doesn't say good things about Jesus,
他不是在讲基督的美善呢？
Then it's wrong.
他就是不对的。
It's just that simple.
就这么简单。
Yeah. Now, there's far more. Norm is looking for a verse now.
Yeah, John 6,
let's find
John 6, 37. 约翰福音的六章的三十七节哈。
John 6, 37.
Right, you there, right?
That's the verse that I was looking for here,
right? 约翰福音的六章三十七节哈。就是刚才长老要找的那节经文，凡父所赐给我的人必到我这里来，到我这里来的我总不丢弃他。
It says all
that
the Father
gives me will come to me, and whoever comes to me I will never drive away.
Lovely. God is willing anyone who comes to him he will notDrive away.
任何到他面前去的，他都不会把你赶走。这才是一个美善的父亲应该有。
Okay, you know the stories in the New Testament. How often did people come to Jesus, and he said, "I'm awfully sorry, I don't have time for you."
你们都读过新约啊？你在新约里看见这样的情形，当人来到耶稣面前，耶稣说：“哎呀，不好意思，我很忙啊。”你改天再来，有没有这样的？
He doesn't even say I'm very busy. Come back next Tuesday.
他甚至没有说这个我好忙啊，你下礼拜二。
Okay. Jesus says you come.
他说你来就好。
Marvelous.
这是非常美好。
Now sometimes you might come the way I come. Sometimes I come to him and I say, Lord, I've got a problem. I don't deserve you to help me in any way. I've just been a bad boy, and I'm not worthy, but I need your help still. What does he do?
He helps.
He helps. He says, I'll forgive you, Harold, and I will help you.
也许你们可能会像我来到主面前一样的那个方式啊，我常常跟主说，我说主啊，我真的不配得，我也很糟糕，但是呢，我真的需要你的帮助。你猜主会怎么样？主会说，我原谅你，来吧，我还是能帮助你。
There's many, many pictures of God. We've never seen him, but I think that if we could see him,He would look something like this. And he would say, come to daddy, come to daddy, come to daddy.
Yeah, 他说我们有很多的图像关于神的，关于耶稣的，但我们相信呢，如果我们能看见他，最多的时候他是这样的，说来吧，到父亲这里来，来吧，就来。
23,
23,
23.
那个，我跟Steven长老刚才讲的这段话，
对，
一个小问题，
对，
长老刚才说就是说，因为他很资深了，他会说对主忏悔，说我犯了很多错，对吧？请求原谅。然后长老后面说的是呢，主更多的都会说来吧，来吧。
嗯。
那我原谅。
对。
就是说，在这样一个关系里面，其实一直是来吧，来吧，我原谅你。就是来吧，来吧，我原谅你。我
怎么传达的？
怎么传达的？
怎么接收的？
哦 ，OK。
接收到的。
圣经里
说的，
对，
就
想起圣经里的，
他就想起圣经里面的话，
对，
所以就是说，对任何人生的问题，
对，这都是回到这本书上去。那我帮你翻哈，我不替代他回答哈。Yeah, actually, he her question is, yeah, just as you said, I pray to God, and God say, oh, come.
Yes.
I'm come here, I forgive you.
Yes.
So she said, on this point, how God tell you, come, I'll forgive you. What's the communication method? How can God,
it's written right there.
Yeah, 他就说就在圣经上写的
You have to believe.
就在圣经上写
的 The verse is interesting. The last verses in the book of Matthew read like this. Jesus said to his disciples, you teach them,to obey all things that I commanded you. So everything that is written for the people in the Bible are by extension for us.
所以呢马太福音的最后一节经文耶稣走之前他就说呢凡我所吩咐你们呢他是指着门徒啊就是历代后面的人他说都教训他们遵守我就常与你们同在。所以神在这本圣经里讲的其实都是跟我们讲的完完全全就是我们要的。
So, there's a little chorus that we sometimes sing, and it goes like this. Every promise in the book is mine.
所以有一个圣诗我们经常唱的一个圣诗它是这么写的圣经里的每一个应许都是我的。
Every chapter,
都是给我的。
Every verse,
每一章每一节每一行其实都是跟我说的单独对我说的。
And so Peter says it, we read it earlier, 2 Peter chapter 1. It says, by the Bible are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises. Believe them. The promises in the Bible are for you and for me. We just say, Lord, you wrote it. You want us to believe it. I choose to believe this promise too. They're all for us.
彼得在他的书信里也说呢，这圣经的一切的话的应许都是给我们的。我们要的就是去相信他，把这个接到我们心里来，成为我们自己的应许。
Our time is gone, but we're going to have one more verse. Matthew chapter 23, verse 37.
那我们时间的原因，看最后一节，就是23章马太 verse
37. Matthew 23:37.
23章的37节。
Norma has suggested this verse as one that tells us that the Lord wants us to come. He doesn't say you can't come.He says, you must come.
他这里就是神告诉我们呢他不是不愿意我们来他真的很愿意我们来。非常愿意。就马太福音的23章的37节。 耶路撒冷啊 Jerusalem Jerusalem right
That's right
yeah.
Someone
yeah. 耶路撒冷啊耶路撒冷啊你常杀害先知又用石头打死那奉差遣到你这里来的人我多次愿意聚集你的儿女好像母鸡把小鸡聚集在翅膀底下只是你们不愿意
All right Together,
O Jerusalem,
Jerusalem, you who killed the prophets and stoned those sent to you, how often I have longed to gather your children together, as a hen gathers her chicks under her wings, but you were not willing. Why was the problem? They were not willing.
那麻烦在哪呢他不愿意
The heart of God The heart of Jesus Was longing to receive them
所以神的心
He wanted to receive them But they were not willing、That's、
所以神的心特别盼望跟我们在一起他特别愿意把我们聚集在一起但是我们不愿意、
Our time is gone.
时间的原因啊，我们。
There's one other question from last week we didn't get to this week, and there's all kinds of questions this week.
我们上周还有一个问题，其实还没有答哈。这周还有一些问题，对，我们今天就先到这里。
Let's pray.
我们一起来祷告。
Lord, we want to thank you for the love.
主啊，我们要为
God,
为神的爱献上感恩。
We thank you that the Lord Jesus Christ came saying, Come unto me all, and I will give you rest.
主啊，我们要为这样的神耶稣啊，他说，凡到我这里来的，我总不丢弃，我们为这来献上感谢。
And so we thank you for the invitation.
主啊，我们也为这样美好的邀请献上感谢。
We marvel that the invitation is still open today. It hasn't been rescinded.
主啊，这样的邀请今天依然在，依然没有被撤回去。
And so our prayer is that each one of us will say, "I choose life. I choose Jesus. I want Him to be my Savior."
主啊，我们盼望每一个人都说，我要选择生命，我要选择基督，我要选择他成为我的救主。
And we know that the promise is, whoever will call on the name of the Lord will be saved.
主啊，因为您的应许是说，凡呼求主名的就必得救。
So we thank you for each one. We pray that you will bless us through the week.
主啊，我们为每一位献上感谢，求您在我们这一周祝福我们。
We pray that we'll keep on reading the Bible and learning from you.
也，我们也为我们持续的学习圣经，吃喝您的话语而献上感谢。
And bring us back together next week, Lord. We pray.
也，把我们下一周继续的带回来。
We thank you for all these things in Jesus' name.
一切的感谢，奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Good.